Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
We are coming to you for an edification audio.
Again.
Once again. And we had a really, really busy weekend. A couple of preaches at the Strawberry Fest. We got all these posts up. Today, we stood outside a church and preached the gospel to warn them about their false doctrine. And something happened right when we got there, within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it kind of set the tone for what we're going to bring to you today. Today, we're calling our audio, Seeking Out Seekers.
Mm-hmm.
A young man came up, and I'll talk to you, talk about it in a minute. But Sister Amen, I'm going to let you go first. We each said we're going to pick like one person that we thought of that we, when we're out witnessing, that we would consider a seeker. And then we got some Bible verses on seeking. So let me just lay the groundwork. So people say, well, why do you do this? Well, there's a lot of reasons why we do what we do. Glorify God. Obey and preach the gospel. We're loving our neighbor. We want to put it out there to edify all the saints and anybody that watches online. And there's always that other issue out there. We're going out to find the sheep and find the seekers.
Amen.
So what do you have to say about that, Sister Amen?
Well, I love to shine the light so that way if somebody's in darkness looking for the truth, maybe we can help them out or at least point them in the right direction.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm going to start off with...
Can I just say one thing before you start?
Yeah.
Today, the young man that I'm going to talk about stood on the sidewalk and he said, why do you guys do this? And I looked at him and I said, how else would I meet you and be talking to you right now? And he looked at me and he goes, I guess I see your point. Right. Standing on a sidewalk with gospel signs, preaching the truth, I got to meet that young man. It's why we go, it's why we do it. One of the reasons why we go and why we do it.
Yeah, it is a strange thing to see people with signs standing out. Usually it's something not good, you know,
right.
Protesters for something.
So or furniture half off or something.
Yeah, like that. But to see people like us standing on the street, it could be to somebody, you know, maybe looking or not understanding. It could be confusing. And so maybe they're like, hey, why would they do that? And they stop and God could use that to draw them in.
What did you say? A wealthy looking lady at the festival walked by you and said, I appreciate your bravery.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah.
So what seeker are you going to tell us about, Sister Amen?
Well, I wanted to start off by, I was going to read two scripture verses about seeking. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
I love that.
And then another one just like that, Acts 17:27. That they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us.
I love that. He's not far. Uh-huh. That means Christ made a way for whosoever, John 3, will come.
Right. And so just recently, I mean, because we've had a lot of seekers and so much going on. The first one that just popped in my mind was we're in the midst of 2 days of the street preach this weekend. The second day was super duper busy. There was like way, way more people then. It was pretty awesome. Just like waves and waves of people would come, and there wasn't much of a break in between. And it was getting toward the end of the day, and all of a sudden, this woman, this man, and a little boy, or a little girl, I can't remember, come walking up, and she got, like, right up in my face, and she was like, I can't believe you're here. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for standing for Jesus. I love Jesus. And then she gave me some of her testimony of some of the vile things that she used to be in. And it was pretty awesome. The past couple years, I think it's been 2 years, she just started reading the Bible. Unfortunately, she's in a church, and I was able to share that with her. But what I thought was pretty awesome, it was really encouraging to me, is we preach the gospel to people all the time. And most people, yeah, they'll agree with it. Most people don't know how to tell you what the gospel is.
Right.
She was working right with me on it.
Nice.
And I thought it was pretty awesome. And so she was like, I could tell she was still had a lot of openness to truth.
Yeah.
She didn't seem set in her way or nothing. Well, her husband, he had a cross on, which
pretty common.
Yeah, it's a display of maybe some people who think they love God or something. But anyway, it just showed me a little bit of maybe he's got something too. He had walked off with the child, and he came back, and he was really nice. He held his finger up. He goes, I don't want to be rude or anything, but we got our tickets. And she goes, oh, I got to go. But yet I was able to give her some more, and he said, bless you, thank you. And I told her I'd love to hear from her. I don't know if I ever will or not, but I don't know. I guess it's not a whole lot of details, but I could tell by her face, her demeanor. She was hungry.
Right.
She's hungry for the truth of God.
Yeah, you can usually tell it's kind of a spirit. The spirit kind of confirms in you, and you can see things click in them.
Oh, it was awesome. It was, I'll just say that, sisters, it was just some of the words you just can't describe. The look on somebody's face, the eagerness. You know what it was? It's like a thirsty sponge. You put water on it and just soaks it right up. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk about, well, first I'm going to read a verse, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So today we went to stand outside a Pentecostal church on a public sidewalk, and not more than 5 minutes after standing on the sidewalk before anyone else from the church came out, this car pulls up, and right in their parking lot, and this young man, maybe, I don't know, 25 or 30, gets out of the car, and he goes, "What are you guys about?" And I treated him at first like he was with the church. I said, "Are you with this church?" He goes, "No." He goes, "No, I was just driving by and I saw you." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I had to switch gears. And I said, "Here's a gospel card." And me and Brother Kuo witnessed to him. And it turns out he does not go to a church building. He agreed on all the doctrines that I told him about. He said that they meet in a house. They're like a small house church. And he was actually seeking. And he listened. And he thanked me. And here's the interesting part. Then right at that time, five of these false churchmen come out and they zoomed right at him. Mm-hmm. And well, they went to shake my hand and I said, "Sorry, don't shake my hands with people that teach false doctrine. That's not what I'm here for." Then they zoomed in on the seeker. And then I walked right up and I said, "So tell me about your unconditional salvation and unconditional love of God." And within 5 seconds, they took off. They had nobody open the Bible. And I turned to this young man and I said, "Do you see their fruit?" I said, "They can't bring the word of God. They were ready to sweep you, take you up and stumble you in their false doctrines." And I said, "They don't believe you can fall away." He goes, "Oh, I know you can fall away." He goes, "That's crazy." And so it was awesome. 5 minutes in front of this church, I was like, "That's why we were here today, just for that young man." He said he was going to go on her website. Maybe I'll hear from him. And those men tried to sweep him away. The word of God cut them away from him. And I think he saw the power of that. And he thanked us, and he drove off. And it just, that's just one small story of many people that we meet that end up, we believe, are seekers. The truth, it's like the parable of the seeds. Mm-hmm. You see whether it hits the rocky ground and gets swept away right away, or you see some of the seeds stick and they start to grow. And then sometimes they email us and you go, "Hey, it's still growing." And then hopefully you they'll get to a place where it's on fertile ground. They'll go deep and they'll grow way up. But we're just doing our job. And so what a blessing to get to go forth and help seekers.
Oh, I know. I was thinking, you know, in God's timing and everything that God does and the way he lays out, nothing is by accident.
Nope.
And so I thought it was really interesting. We have a seeker, which we've had that happen when we've stood out places before.
Oh,
come up and talk. This was interesting because all those men came out and they went right over to him.
Yep.
And then when he saw that they couldn't even give an answer, maybe that answered some questions in his mind, showed validity of what we're doing, another validity of not going to those places.
Yep.
He wasn't there overly long, so we didn't know exactly why he left the religious system and stuff, but God gave him a whole lot today. That's
it was
pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome. I got another verse I want to read. This one I love. John 3:1-2. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came he to Jesus by night.
Uh-huh.
I love that because he was sneaking in at night, didn't probably want anybody to see. He's seeking for truth. He was a seeker. And he said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him." I love that. Nicodemus, a seeker by night. So we get these people that will come and talk to us, or they'll email us from churches sometimes when we stand out. And we see that they're maybe seeking in the dark a little bit. And it's like, thank you, Father. It's why we go. One of the reasons we go. And we want to be used to encourage people, plant seeds. Some of these people are so young. I mean, we witnessed a 14, 15, 16-year-olds. I'll probably be dead and gone. And maybe one day they'll put the truth to work and they'll become believers after you and I are long gone. That's pretty glorious to think about.
Oh, it is, yeah. I was thinking about the Nicodemus because I was actually reading that tonight. And what did I say today about a young man that drove by in the car? First he did something for you and then I saw him do something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, yep. Yeah, young teenager was driving by in the car. We're staying at the church.
Passenger seat.
Yeah, passenger seat. The mom rolled up the car windows, and I'm on my amp, and I just said, check out our testing at don'tperish.com. Test your church. They're deceiving you. And this this car drove by, and the young boy in the seat, and he didn't snicker. He didn't make faces. He looked at me. He smiled, and he gave me, like, a hidden thumbs up, like, I'll check out the website.
Yep, and as it went further by, I told the brothers, I said, I got a Nicodemus wave. It was a little bit of a wave when nobody could see it.
So he may be a young person going, I see the hypocrisy here and what they're saying is true.
Yeah.
And so that's why we go. One of the reasons why we go, to meet these seekers, to glorify God, to plant seeds, and to be salt and to be light.
And who knows, you know, people driving by, get encouraged and get some truth. And there was a man, actually two of these, a man drove by. And he was playing some death rap music. He slowed down and he said, God bless you, ma'am. And he took off. So this is like the man in the gutter.
Yeah.
Who probably knows that he is where he is and he appreciates that.
How about the guy flying by on his bike? He had headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
He's flying. He's like a, I don't know, 25 years old.
He was going to wipe out.
He had like hair like 2 feet long. He's flying by on his bike and I just held out a gospel card and I said, gospel good news. He slammed the brakes on the bike so hard I thought he was going to wipe out.
I thought he was going to do a header, yeah.
I thought he was going to do a header, and I ran up to him and gave him a gospel card, and he's like, thanks, man, I appreciate that. And
he took off.
He was gone. As fast as he showed up, he was gone.
How about the other guy? He was playing some Mexican music, yep. And it was pounding out. He drove by me, and he said, hallelujah!
Yeah, he was yelling hallelujah, yeah.
Close, and he yelled hallelujah. So hopefully he looks up the website.
Yeah, so you never know, but all these, we know when we meet a seeker, and then we just trust them to God. And let the Spirit and let the Word and let our website do the work. And, we just wanted to share that with you today. Go forth and seeking the seekers.
And I have Acts 13, 47 through 49, and I thought this kind of fits in here. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region.
I love that.
Yeah.
They were glad.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome to see people glad about the word of God or interested
Amen.
In it.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, we see so many thousands in different mockers. This weekend I asked a couple thousand people as they stood in front of me, who fears God? And three people raised their hand.
Yeah.
Three out of thousands raised their hand. So seekers are rare, so that's why we relish and savor every single one of them.
Right. We rejoice.
We rejoice, and we're glad.
Yeah, and turn them over to God. And
yeah.
I was just going to say something about today. So we saw a seeker come by, and then we shared a little bit about maybe some other ones, don't know what's going on with them. But then we saw what we saw not long ago above a dead religious place with dead spiritual people, vultures flying all around up above the roof.
At one point there was two vultures sitting on the top of their church by their sign.
Yep.
And the whole flock of them.
Church we were at too. It makes you think about in the end times.
Oh yeah. There's going to be a great feast where God calls the vultures and the eagles of the earth to eat the flesh of the men that God's going to kill. Now, we're not putting anything spiritual on that,
no,
but it was interesting.
No.
Vultures were circling. I called it out today. You'll see it on the video. If you look up the video on Crossing Church, I said, hey, the vultures are coming in. I said, oh, isn't that interesting?
Right.
The spiritual dead are here.
Yeah, and what I was thinking was, doesn't nature teach you?
Yeah.
I love looking at nature and how it teaches you things. The vulture is circling over dead man-made religion.
Yeah.
Just a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I was thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But there is life in the Word.
Yeah, and to go forth, and I will say, one other thing, I got an email from a young guy that stood out and listened to me preaching at the church today, and he wasn't happy about what I was preaching. He's only 22. He sent me an email. He said, can we talk? Will you hear me out? So he's wanting to talk about truth. So yeah. Who knows? He might end up being a seeker. He's only 22.
He's part of them, but
he might. Yeah, he's part of them, but
yeah.
He may be a Nicodemus coming by email.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was just saying he's part of them, so that
he didn't walk up.
Can understand?
Well, he walked up today and he wanted to shake my hand, and I said, "I'm sorry if you're with this, I can't agree with you and shake your hand." But then the rest of the day he ignored us. But then later he's been emailing me.
You never know. He
may be
listening.
A Nicodemus type seeker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, love to go, love to find the seekers, and we're just thankful God can use us in that way.
Yeah, you know, that's a precious, we're handing out the most precious gift in the whole wide world. And for people to just kick it, drop it, stomp on it all the time, it's like, well, God sees all that. He'll take care of all
today,
that.
Today a guy threw it out of his pickup truck.
Yeah.
I crossed the street to give him one. He drove off and threw it out the window.
Yeah. And then for people to actually take it and treasure it.
That's awesome.
It is.
I'm glad it happens. I got one more scripture verse. One of my favorites all time, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom. So we hope that's what you're doing, whether you're a seeker, seek the kingdom, check out thegospelbillparish.com. If you're a saint, we hope that all this is edifying you. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. We've got more studies and teachings there.
There's a whole lot out there.
Brother Kuhn and I just did Proverbs 11 tonight.
That was awesome.
Check out the preach we did at the Crossing Church. Lots of video and audio there. Help you see why the churches are false. And can you believe it, Sister Amen? It's March.
I know.
We're already thinking about our journey northward. The Lord's let us survive another winter, and we're thinking about our journey northward and events and, Lord willing, what we'll be doing for the next month coming up.
Yeah, praise God. Let's see if we get those days.
Amen. Right now, we're just thinking about tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
All right, go forth, seek the kingdom of God, let us know how we can help you. We're out here striving for the kingdom every day because we love God, love our neighbor. Amen, Sister Amen.
Amen.
Till next time, we love you all.
May God be praised.